Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Bimbo News. With your host, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watch on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And we just recorded an episode about Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Mm-hmm.
How does Tiger King play into it? What celebrity is she related to? Join the Patreon to find out. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. Leave a message about something we've discussed in an episode. Tell us a secret. A story or whatever you'd like. The number is
626-63-4-2069.
Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
Sarah L. And Erica M.
Welcome.
Badu.
Welcome to the team. Let's get into the Bimbo news this week in crazy.
So top story, breaking news. A dog ate $3,500 in cash.
That would piss me off straight up so much. But why did someone have that much cash?
So apparently, it turns out it's $4,000 that went up. It went up. Their dog Cecil had eaten the cash that they had just withdrawn from the bank.
Oh, God.
They set the money on the kitchen table. 30 minutes later, he ate the cash.
I don't buy it. Why would a dog eat cash?
I don't know. The owner said it was so out of character for him. Because he wouldn't eat food off a coffee table. I was just in shock because it's very unlike him. He ingested about half the money, ripped up the other half, and they searched online what to do if dog eats money. Apparently, there's some laws that say if you have like ripped dollar bills, you can exchange them. You can like mail them or drop them off. There's like a picture of like the cash that he like ripped up.
I can see a dog ripping up cash. I can't see it eating.
Well, it came out around 2 a.m. He vomited some of the cash, and then several hours a day he would poop out. The next 3 days he was pooping out like $50 and $100 bills.
Oh my God. What kind of dog was it?
What kind of dog is this?
It looks like it a doodle. Look, some sort of doodle.
Some sort of a doodle. Some sort of a
the creator of the doodle that was his life's biggest regret is creating the doodle. So
the
I get it.
Doodle, yeah.
I get it.
This fucking dog.
Well, speaking of crazy animal stories, my friend Lauren Reeves, who's like a very great writer and actress and producer, bought, I can't remember where it was from. I don't know.
It was Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. Okay, it was Whole Foods. Bought like a head of cauliflower or lettuce, and there was a live frog in it.
How long? I wonder how long it takes from like the factory to get to Whole Foods.
Because how'd that frog breathe wrapped in plastic?
Well, I feel like the lettuce and stuff always have like holes in it kind of to breathe. Or
And maybe there's like moisture in the lettuce and that probably helps.
Yeah. It was eating an amphibian. What did she do with the frog?
That's I have to ask her. I haven't asked. I mean, I would keep it. Well, I guess no. I guess it's right to release it. But where do you release a frog in Los Angeles? Like, where do they hang out?
Right. Do you go to like wherever there's water? Go like a pond or something?
Yeah. Like, but what pond do you go? Like, where are you going to? The LA River? I mean, I don't know where.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would want to just keep it, but then I'm like, that's not nice to animals. But I don't know where in LA.
There's Lake Hollywood. Where's that lake? Oh, Mulholland and Coldwater. There's like a little lake up there. That's like a reservoir. I don't
have to
know.
Circle.
Silver Lake Reservoir.
I'll circle back with her today and then later in the episode, there'll be update. This frog is what happened update. To Lauren's frog. But anyways, that was crazy, but also kind of like a dream I have. I'm glad she found it.
Yeah, and it's not like cooked. I feel like a dead frog would be worse.
Oh, yeah. I'd be way more grossed out by a dead frog than an alive one.
Like, she's not going to use that cauliflower, is she?
No, you psychopath. But I mean, I guess I'll ask. I guess I'll have to ask in the update.
I mean, you never know.
You never know with Lauren. Oh, God. What are these Starbucks reusable cups? I am so sick of hearing about cups.
Yeah. Starbucks says you can use either like the drive through. You can come in and bring your own cup to get your drink. And at first I was like, wouldn't that take forever? And you can use mobile orders with your own cup. And I was like, but how
does
that
make sense?
But I realized they probably have a cup that they make it in. And then when you get to the store, they pour it in your cup.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what they do. Like through the drive through, they're like, here's your drink. And they pour it in your cup, I guess.
Well, they would have to do it that way because size-wise,
they're not bringing people's cups in, like people's dirty ass cups into the kitchen.
Yeah. And like, how would they know?
Hazard.
It's a venti. You know, or whatever. They'd have to measure it and things like that. That seems like more waste rather than less somehow.
Yeah, this seems, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I'll move on to another cup story. The Stanley Cups that people are obsessed with. I don't understand it. Do you have one? They're just tumblers.
No.
And I guess they come in all sorts of sizes and colors and designs, and there's people on TikTok who have hundreds of Stanley cups or Stanley tumblers, and they just collect them, like all the colors, all the design. I don't
know. It's
like
fucking Lululemon leggings.
Yeah, and so I guess people are starting to camp out at Target for the release of the Valentine's Day tumbler.
Why? Like, I can understand like shoes or like limited edition,
right?
A fucking plastic cup. What?
It makes no sense. The product sales skyrocketed by 275% from 2020 to 2021.
Can you resell them on eBay or something?
I mean, they must with the limited edition ones or something.
Weird.
$45 for just a
$45?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't want to like yuck someone else's yum, but having like 50 tumblers makes no sense.
It doesn't. You need one.
Yeah, it's just such a weird thing to collect. But I mean, I guess like I'm just think things that are aesthetically pleasing or have nostalgia or something like that. cups are an interesting
There's a
one.
Thing called water talk on TikTok.
Oh, and people are hating on that too.
Oh.
Because do you know what that is? It's like just people who refuse to drink real water. So they'll get like sparkling water and then they'll add those flavored syrups.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for that you put on like snow cones or coffee. So it's just people getting like water, either still or sparkling water. And then they're like, so I put 3 squirts of raspberry and like 4 squirts of pina colada and, you know, like 2 squirts of mango. And then they put in, you know, like a packet of Sweet and Low. And everyone's
Sweet and Low.
Yeah, they're somehow making water 5,000 calories by adding all this sugar. They're just making like sugar water on water talk.
That's Kool-Aid. That's Kool-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're doing. It's just so weird. In more water food news, this was the craziest title I've ever read since the Taco Bell orgy. Fast food customer sues Dunkin' Donuts over traumatic toilet explosion.
What?
Paul Kerouac, wonder if he's related to Jack Kerouac, is suing Dunkin' Donuts after he says a toilet at a Florida outlet exploded while he was doing his business, leaving him coated in head-to-toe poop.
I would absolutely sue. I hope he wins $1 million.
Oh, I would kill myself. Covered with debris, including human feces and urine.
This is my worst nightmare.
Following the explosion of the toilet, plaintiff emerged from the men's room and sought assistance from employees and managers. He remained covered with human feces and urine after emerging from the men's room.
Like,
imagine having to walk back out covered in shit and be like, God. There's a problem in there.
Do you just take off your clothes? What do you do?
I don't know.
You can't get in your car and leave.
Yeah, I don't even know what you do. He's only suing for $50,000.
Okay, no, that you need more. That's like mental trauma. Yeah,
you need like Stetton and Siegel Associates because we're getting you a cool million.
Also, like bacteria and like
E. coli. I don't even know what.
What do you? How do you do? I guess you just call someone to like bring you a change of. You get a plastic bag to put in your car to
I'd throw away those clothes. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah, you throw away the clothes, but like. Oh my God.
Yeah, just
I guess you just clean yourself in the bathroom as much as you can and then you can never be clean again. Like you can
I would never feel clean again. It's like the Dave Matthews thing. It's just, I don't know. They should cite that as like the previous in terms of getting money because I think those people got millions.
Oh, they did?
I don't know. I might have just made that up. I thought they did. Dave Matthews. Oh. Poop lawsuit. Whoa, I did not spell that right.
Oh, $200,000 to an environmental fund.
That's it?
I don't think those people got
that
anything.
Sucks.
They had to pay to an environmental fund.
Don't cite Dave Matthews.
Oh, and that pasta, the pasta in the woods, that was solved. Someone on our Patreon commented that it was someone who like inherited like a store or something and had all this pasta, dry pasta, and didn't know what to do with it.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
So put it in the woods.
That's so weird. They must have thought maybe animals would eat it or something.
Yeah. I mean, if you put it in the river.
That's so bizarre. Pasta.
That's so funny.
In other bizarre news, this has been all over. But this I didn't know. So the Bass Pro Shop, there was a naked man in the tank. Apparently he cannonballed in there, which I did not know.
Oh, but yeah, I saw there's a video. It's a giant tank of water.
Yeah. Everyone's like, who knew Bass Pro Shops were so gorgeous?
Yeah.
But if you watch the Do Not Destroy movie, I'm pretty sure they work at a Bass Pro Shop in that movie.
Oh, really? I haven't watched it yet.
I think. Oh, my God, Melissa. It's so funny.
I know. I'm sure.
But a 42-year-old man got naked and dived into a Bass Pro Shop aquarium in Alabama. Penis
was he
out.
On drugs? Or was it like a was it like a prank? Or was it like a
oh my god. Okay. The man crashed his car, disrobed, and executed a daring plunge into the store's massive aquarium on Thursday night.
Oh.
If he crashed his car, he must have been
zooted. Wow.
Eventually, the man climbed over the side of the aquarium, falling to the concrete floor below, where he appeared unconscious.
He did a cannonball dive.
He was charged with public lewdness, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, assault on police, 2 counts of criminal mischief, and 2 counts of reckless endangerment.
Wait, he exited the water to confront 2 police officers, only to dive back into the aquarium.
It says mental health issues. It doesn't say whether or not he was under the influence of anything, but that is a bad mental health day.
That's a bad day.
My bad mental health days are I'm going to be in bed all day watching TV. I'm glad it's not cannonball into a Bass Pro Shop water thing naked.
And a lot of the comments underneath this video were, because, you know, when you dump into cold water, there's a thing called shrinkage that happens to your man parts. And
yeah, he's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, a lot of shrinkage was going on. People are like, wait, what's happening? What is this weird phenomena? He doesn't have Some guy made a video. Was like, look, there's a thing called shrinkage where your balls and your penis go pretty much back up into your body. If you're out in public, you're in cold. And then there's a picture of him getting dragged away by police. We're like, oh yeah, there's his,
still on the smaller end, but not a good day for him.
Yeah.
And while that was very entertaining, what is going on in entertainment news?
Well, we got to talk about this wedding at the coffee shop.
Oh fuck! I forgot about that. This is the craziest story I've ever heard. Okay. Will you bring up the text or the tweet? I saw this on Twitter and I immediately, it's crazy. I don't know how these people's brains worked. Like, I want to interview the people who did this just to figure out why they thought this was okay.
And I think this is in Indiana. Someone said Indiana. Okay. So this was Mansion Society Indy. So I'm saying Indianapolis. It's a coffee shop, I believe.
Yeah.
They posted on Instagram, "Hi all, happy holidays. Today, 12:31, we had an odd eventful day at Mansion that we feel the need to share. As most of you know, we're a small owned business and do our best to provide the best service to all. Today, while our staff was expecting a normal Sunday, we noticed a downpour of patrons walking in. Soon enough, there was a full bridal and groomsmen party, a wedding officiant, wedding photographers, and patrons leaving personal items, including wedding gifts, coats, purses, all throughout the coffee shop as they took over. A beautiful bride walked in and to have a wedding ceremony with zero knowledge to us. We book for private events and are proud to host bridal and baby showers, engagement shoots, parties, and all sorts of private events. We are delighted to be considered beautiful enough to host any special events. The group of about 20 to 30 people continued to not only have a wedding ceremony, but take pictures, videos, and block pathways for customers trying to enter Mansion Society. They were asking us to take coats, purses, and watch personal items as if they had rented us out for a private event. Yes, the post has reached the bridal party in question. The bride, to be specific, she reached out via email offering a $200 donation.
We have
sent a reply, and in full transparency, we'll be posting our response. A clip of the wedding taking place, something we chose to exempt in our original post out of respect, but given the lack of accountability from the wedding party, here it is. And it's a video. So the coffee shop emailed and said it's a $500 rental fee, and the bride just replied saying, "That's unreasonable."
It's so crazy. Imagine walking into an establishment.
A coffee shop.
Telling all of your friends and family to meet you there.
Yeah.
And you just start getting, you bring an officiant, you just have your full ass wedding, And people were commenting like, what if it had been booked for a party?
Right.
And they had showed up and it was closed
and
unavailable.
There was already a wedding happening.
Yeah. What would they have done? Like, it's just
so
entitled.
Crazy. Another follow-up. We will wait for payment from the bride to hopefully leave this in the past. Although we're not expecting any sort of compensation because they don't see themselves in the wrong in this situation. We'd also like to mention that the leasing manager of Central State and many other buildings is working with us because they also got no approval to do a full photo shoot in the building with no consent or permit.
Insane.
Now to answer the most asked questions. Why didn't we stop it? Why didn't we ask them to leave immediately? They said it's normal for us to have wedding guests during the weekends. 1899 is next door, which is a wedding venue that belongs to Central State. And it's very common for us to serve a latte before or after their ceremony. The wedding guests came in a 15-minute timeline, sat down. We figured they were waiting for their entire group before getting up to order. The bride walked in and the ceremony immediately began. We were taking orders, slinging drinks, and we couldn't stop a wedding ceremony midway. They said the social media backlash could have been cancel-worthy if spun the right way. That's sad.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I totally understand. Yes. I think I'd be so shocked that I'd be like, what's happening?
They said our shock froze us in the moment.
Yeah.
In our email response to the bride, we break down what her party did with love and respect, the Mansion Society team.
Do you think that, like, her bridal party or the people witnessing the wedding knew that she had not rented out the venue?
I don't know. They brought gifts.
Right. But I mean, because, like, handing your coat to the people who work there and stuff.
There's a picture of the...
It's insane.
Because,
like, I bet you that they didn't tell anyone that, like, hey, we have not rented out this venue. We're just going to walk into it. I'm sure her friends and family showed up thinking that
they
this
had,
is a proper wedding, you know? Little did they know they hadn't even...
Again, I guess this might be the email they sent. Since for more than 20 minutes, you and your party interrupted the entrance to our building, blocking customers with your photo shoot at the main door... when our barista asked your party to please move out of the way, you were blocking our customers. Your photographer told us, no, wait at least 5 minutes. Your guest went as far as to block our parking by not even using parking spots and lining cars along the entrance valet style.
This is deranged.
You were blocking your guests. Your donation doesn't even meet minimum consumption requirements, our rental fee, or a tip to the staff working for having to work an event no one knows would have happened. We wait for your response about how to go about sending your invoice. They're not getting any money.
Like, where are they having their reception? Why didn't they just have the wedding there? The whole thing, unless this turns out to be publicity for this coffee shop, this whole thing is... bananas.
That's weird, because there were like some, I can't find them, but there were some responses. People are like, oh, I've seen this done before, like friends of mine did this. They just went into a place and got married. Like, it's a thing people do to like not pay.
No, guys,
it's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Just go to
the park.
Go to the park or go to court. And
why does it have to be inside?
And then have a party, like have people over at your apartment or something. You know, it's just
if you're
going
to go to a coffee shop from the pictures, like it's not that big. It's just like a tiny space. Why do it outside?
Maybe they met there or something. That's full fledged deranged.
That's crazy.
I really want to somehow talk to the people who did it.
It's crazy. I think you're nuts. You're all nuts.
I get it. If you're somehow connected or know how to get in contact with the people who did this, please. I just want to know the psychology behind it.
Yeah. What
I'm just dying
happened?
To know their reasoning.
Did the people
why
know?
They think this is okay?
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Thank you for reminding me that we had to do that. The most interesting case of all time. I honestly want to do like a serial podcast this event.
Strange.
Is so
what
weird
were people
to me.
Thinking? Did the guests know?
Yeah,
did
I don't
guests
know.
I, know.
I want to visit this coffee shop too.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Entertainment. What's going on there?
Well, Kate Winslet said that she keeps her Oscar in the bathroom so people can make acceptance speeches in the mirror.
That's nice.
Which I find very nice. I feel like if I went to someone's house, there was an Oscar, I would probably pick it up.
I wouldn't touch it. Oh, I wouldn't touch it.
I would.
I wonder if she has a little placard that's like, feel free to give your own acceptance speech in the mirror.
I bet she does.
I think she would spell it out just so everyone felt comfortable.
Do you think she's secretly recording them to blackmail these people?
That would be so funny. That would really be really funny. It's like Meryl Streep giving it a say.
Oh, my God.
That would be
so
amazing.
Embarrassing.
Even though we are all so sick of them, Ariana sues Tom Sandoval over the house that they own together, which is crazy because they still live together.
Right? She's still there, right?
They both are. They still live in that house.
God.
Which makes no sense.
Does she want to sell the house?
Yes. Yeah, so Maddox filed suit against Sandoval in L.A. Superior Court. Sandoval. She wants the house sold and the money divvied up. She asked the court to approve a partition by sale, which means they would sell the property and give each owner a share of the proceeds.
Sure.
She specifically asked to avoid a division in kind, which is typically impractical with a single family home. I don't know what that means.
Oh, is the actual property and land would be divided, giving each individual.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't work. No.
Yeah. So she's asking the judge to approve her request so they can sell the home they bought together in 2019 for just over $2
million. Dang.
Where'd y'all get $2 billion? You weren't racking in those Instagram.
It's worth considerably more now. Dang.
I'm sure. Insane. I can't believe the fact that they've lived together for so long still after this whole scandal is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, is she living with her, staying with her boyfriend now or something?
No, they both live in the house. I've heard them talk about it. They have like middlemen there who are like, Tom's in the kitchen. Like, don't go in the kitchen right now.
That's,
I think there's, it's
so fucked
so
up.
Weird. Yeah.
December, Ariana told Andy Cohen that while she's been working on Dancing with the Stars, she's been staying in an Airbnb with her pets.
Oh, good. Okay,
she said she regularly goes back and forth between her rental home and the house, but is eager to sell the property. Sandoval does not want to part with the house.
He won't budge.
Why?
Then he should just pay her. He should pay her for her half then.
That's fucked up. Why?
That's such a loser.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, did you see this Jodie Foster?
Yeah,
said like, that working with Gen Z is annoying because they'll be like, I don't feel like showing up until 10:30 today. Like, I don't think.
Also, that's not. No,
that's not a thing. Happen. Doesn't happen, Jodie Foster.
Also, Jodie, are you working at an office?
Yeah.
Where are you working that people are? I'm just confused about what where she's working with Gen Z people.
On sets, film sets.
She thinks that on a film set that someone can just meander in late.
No, they're going to get fired.
Whenever they want to.
They're going
to
get fired. I don't care how old you are. If you're a shitty employee, you're going to get fired. That's just how
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I just call bullshit on this. I think she's like speaking from stereotypes. Not that I'm like a Gen Z advocate or something, but or not. But just the idea of Jodie being on a set or something and a young actress just shows up 3 hours late.
And it's like, I just didn't feel like coming in today.
Like, come on. It just doesn't.
Come on, Jodie. You're better than this, Jodie.
Yeah. It's like she's acting like she works at, I don't know, Contempo Casuals at the ball.
And her
co-workers take long smoke breaks. Like, I don't know what she's talking about. It's just so weird. I don't know. I don't like it. Anyways, True Crime Corner.
Oh, yes.
Some of the Epstein list has been revealed.
Now, this list is who he has worked with in the past. This isn't the flight log, because the flight logs came out a few years ago. This is who he was in business with, or who he, like,
I don't think it's the full flight log. I don't,
because the flight log came out a couple of years ago, and we saw that. That was like, Bill Clinton is on there, and like Kevin Spacey was on there.
I don't understand. Okay, so they're sealed. What are they? Hold on.
David Copperfield, Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton.
It's identities of over 100 victims, associates, and friends of Epstein.
Right. Because Cameron Diaz was on the list, and she was like, I've never met the man. I don't know who.
Because from what I have heard, I think that he sometimes would rent out his plane, right?
That's what I read, too.
For other celebrities or for whatever. Like, because what you do with private planes sometimes is you'll, like, other people will pay you to, like, use your plane.
Yeah, because that's what happened. I was reading the flight logs.
Right.
And it was, like, three famous people would take the plane around, like, China, but he wasn't on the plane. Like, Bill Clinton was on the plane when he wasn't on the plane, like, just renting it.
Yeah, I think some of these people probably are
Naomi Campbell, Kevin Spacey, Michael Jackson, Al Gore, Chris Tucker. Oh, yeah, it was Chris Tucker, Kevin Spacey, and someone else. Was it Bill Clinton? They were like flying
around.
What
happened to Chris Tucker?
He quit acting.
Oh, my God, you know the answer.
Well, because I just watched, what the fuck was that movie? Is it Rush Hour?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck happened to Chris Tucker? And I think he quit, but I think he might be like coming back or is going to do, because he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's so funny. He was really funny.
Right. He's Christian and he refrains from using harsh profanity in his performances due to his Christian faith. I think it was something about.
As like a clean comic.
Yeah, something about that.
Speaking of Christianity, I forgot to put this on the doc, but I guess Shia LaBeouf just became, or LaBeouf, however you pronounce just became a deacon.
What?
Yeah, from like the Catholic Church. He was ordained in the Catholic Church or something.
Okay. Interesting.
I think they're going to regret that. So the CEO of the NRA stands down.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, he resigns days ahead of a civil trial.
Right, there's a trial coming. And it's never a good sign when you quit your job right before a trial happens.
Yeah, right before a trial.
But screams guilty.
Hoping for
the worst.
That the NRA eats shit and is somehow dissolved and ruined would be fantastic. Also, did you see that video of a guy attacking a judge?
No.
Oh my God, I saw it on Twitter. This guy gets sentenced. Hold on.
It was in a court.
In a courtroom, and he gets sentenced, and then he leaps over the judge's, like, whatever it is, his chair thing, and attacks the judge.
Whoa.
Man who brazenly attacked judge during sentencing says he was having a bad day. Yeah.
Oh, in a Las Vegas courtroom?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It makes sense that it was in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You see it? You see?
Shocking courtroom video from Las Vegas.
It's a woman judge, too.
3-year-old Deobra Redden leaps over the bench, tackling Judge Mary Kay Holthus. Redden is a 3-time felon in court this time for sentencing after pleading guilty to attempted battery with substantial bodily harm. Redden
was not a good look. Yeah, I have probation? I'll never do this again.
No, fuck you.
Yeah, wow. Literally.
He flew over
the bench. Yeah, he like leaps like a frog over that bench and just slams her into a wall. It's crazy.
Is she okay?
I guess she's okay. I mean, thankfully everyone had to. I've never seen anything like that. It was crazy.
Wow.
It's like out of a movie or something. It looked fake.
Oh, the judge is back at work, so she's all good.
She's back at it. Good.
Dang. I mean, that's got to get you. That's at least 10 more years.
Yeah, that ain't right. That's not good behavior in court.
Jesus.
I know. Talk about a bad day. He's going to end up in a, what is it, Billy Bass Pro Shop Tank. so what TV?
Oh, my God. The Salt Lake City finale. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I didn't see that coming. I had no idea.
Yeah. So we find out that Monica, who's one of the new women,
former
this year,
assistant to Jen Shah, who is currently in prison.
Who, and I liked Monica. This
I
whole
did
season.
Too.
She was like my favorite. She seemed really real and down to earth and. You know, was calling the women out on their stuff, but also was talking about, you know, struggles with her mom and her family. And she just seemed like a really likable person.
Turns out she's a big fat troll.
Yeah, we find out on the finale that she is one of the co-creators, owners of this Instagram gossip account called Reality Von Tees.
Right. That's been like over the past few years has been posting like dirt about housewives. And mostly remember those videos came out of Jen Shah yelling at like another assistant? She took those videos. She posted them.
Yeah. She, like, she all was this one dirt. Of the main people. Uh-huh.
You know, when Meredith had been accused of creating fake Instagram accounts and sending people details like paperwork and stuff. And I thought it was her. I was like, Meredith for
totally,
sure.
Totally, yeah.
Turns out it was Monica sending shit to everyone. Like, and someone pointed out something that like she got a message before the show, before the season aired. So someone's like, how would she know that she's a main cast member on the show? And why would people send her stuff before the show even aired? So, like, why would she be getting all this in? Because she's like, oh, I got a DM from this, like, fake account or whatever. It's like, no, that was you. You're the one sending.
Yeah.
It was an amazing episode of television. Yeah.
And now there's, like, a few things looking back. Like, at one point, God, who was it who lost her ring in the
Lisa
bathroom?
Barlow. Like, a $60,000 ring.
Yeah, and Monica goes back to the bathroom to help her find it.
They never found it.
But I'm like, did Monica
did
find
she
it?
Take it? Because it was at a Palm Springs airport.
Yeah.
And Lisa was like talking about this huge ring she had on.
Yeah.
And she never found it, lost it.
Yeah.
And I was
then,
like, oh my God, did she steal it?
Were they in Bermuda or the Bahamas at the
Bermuda?
Finale? So, and also Monica the whole time is like, I want to go to the Bermuda for my birthday because I have family there. Mm-hmm. I want to see where I came from, et cetera. And then her family last minute doesn't want to see her. So now everyone's like, does she even have family in Bermuda?
Right. Because she was so upset. Like her family called and was like, we don't want to see you. And everyone was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Monica. That must be so hard. So yeah, something must be up with like that. She must have done something to her family or like...
Or doesn't even have family in Bermuda.
It was an amazing episode. Heather called, they had a dinner and Heather like called her out. Like, you're reality Von Teese. Like, everyone was like gasping, like...
But that even, that was the initial shocker. And then Heather, on top of that, says, and Jen was the one who gave me a black eye last season.
Yes, which we kind of all knew, but she never admitted it.
Right.
But then Jen Shaw's people have said that's not true.
I'm not going to believe Jen Shaw.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, so if you don't watch, I mean, we just spoiled it for you, but that was, it's a crazy, crazy, crazy finale.
It was it was great. It was
amazing.
Can't wait for the reunion.
A reunion? Oh, God. Is that tonight or is it tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know.
It might be tonight. I can't remember what day it's on. I don't know. Then there was Gypsy Rose interviews and Natalia Grace has a new documentary out.
So I watched the first episode and I watched it's six episodes. And it's like, we started to watch like episode two. We're like, we know the story. It's just rehashing the story. And she confronts her dad or her old dad. And it's weird. Yeah. And
so it's really sad, you know, everything that she went through and the stuff that she talks about and like disclose and things like that. But then there's a cliffhanger at the end of the last episode that I don't want to spoil, but it makes you think like, what the fuck's going on?
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Like, is this just to do another season of this?
Exactly. Like, I don't
what
know.
What more is there to... The story has been told. Like, we know she's the real age that she's supposed to be.
Right.
Like, she got fucked over by her adoptive parents.
Now the question, I guess, is she, like, malicious or not?
Yeah, her
or
new adoptive parents said something. Not going to spoil it, but they came out and said some drama's going on between them
after the fact, though. After filming,
after the fact,
her new adoptive parents throughout filming are like, we love Gypsy. Yeah, she's part of the family.
Natalia.
Oh my God, sorry, I get Gypsy and Natalia mixed up. same vibe.
Yeah.
So anyways,
I don't know what's
going
on.
We'll investigate it. Yeah. I've been watching Fringe.
Oh yeah,
and I love it. It's a little bit of a slow burn. It's kind of, but then once they get to the main theme of the show, it's really great. It's kind of X-Files-ish.
I watched the pilot of it because Martin was like, it's an incredible pilot. It's really good.
It's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
What the story is about. It's kind of like X-Files meets the OA meets like CSI or something.
Oh.
I really like it. It's from a while ago, so some of you have probably already watched it, but if you're looking for something to watch, watch that. It does feel a little like dated.
Well, yeah, because it's from what, early 2000s?
Yeah.
It's a J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, it's a J.J. Abrams early 2000s. So that's the only thing is like... There is a tone that's a little dated, but I do really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Books.
Oh, I read a book. It's called Man's Search for Meaning.
How was it?
Viktor Frankl. It's great. It's a short book. I did the audiobook, so I listened to it in like 2 or 3 days. It's really good. It's a psychiatrist guy, Viktor Frankl, talks about how he was a prisoner in concentration camps during World War II. And he just was noticing how different people who survived and who died. And it was like a lot of the mindset of the people.
Yeah.
The main thing is like the only thing you can control is how you react to situations. And that's once you've lost all control of everything else, that's the one thing you have. And it like keeps you alive. Like, it's very interesting.
Yeah. The greatest illusion is that we have any form of control over anything.
Right. But you read a book.
Was studied under him, yeah, or knew him or was friendly with him or something. This woman has two books and she's incredible. I heard her initially on a podcast. I think it was with Brené Brown, and I was blown away by her story. She was also a Holocaust survivor. She and her sister. It's Dr. Edith Eva Egger, and she is a psychologist now. She has two books called The Choice and The Gift.
She's still alive?
I believe so.
Oh my gosh, she's 96.
100 and something. Yeah.
Wow.
And The Gift is similar, I think, to the book you read.
Yeah.
It's The Gift, 14 Lessons to Save Your Life. And it's basically just about how perception dictates our experience. Mm. She talks about the tools that she used in order to get through the Holocaust, like the emotional and mental tools. And says that, like, the biggest prison is our own mind, and that's what limits us the most. And how can we get rid of, break out of, like, the prison of our own mind in terms of, like, our fears and our perceptions and our, you know, limiting beliefs. Ooh. And whatever.
Read it.
It's so, so, so good. I really highly, some quotes. What comes out of you doesn't make you sick. What stays in there does. Releasing ourselves from victimhood also means releasing others from the roles we've assigned them.
Another thing Viktor Frankl said was that boredom is worse for you than stress.
I bet. What does he have to say about that?
Well, he said having your mind occupied is,
yeah,
even if it's like super high stress, it's much better for you than boredom, because you just, your mind wanders when you're bored into like dark places. Mm. And that's will cause an earlier death than having a, you need something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got this other book called Ikigai, and it's like the Japanese art of living. I might be pronouncing that wrong. Like the principles essentially are similar in that you need some sort of like work or soul purpose in order to feel fulfilled and happy.
Yeah, there were three things. It was either like having like a higher purpose as like a job or something. Second,
yeah,
one was taking care of someone.
Uh-huh.
And the third thing is I don't remember what it was.
It's what you love, what the world needs, what you are good at, and what you can get paid for.
Oh.
I guess those are the four concepts of Ikigai in terms of, but...
Oh, we discover the meaning of life in three different ways. By creating a work or doing a deed.
Yes.
Experiencing something or encountering someone, taking care of someone. Or it's by the attitude we take toward unavoidable suffering. So those are the three ways. You just change your attitude.
Yeah.
Simple.
I mean, that's,
it's called logotherapy is this thing he invented.
Interesting. That's essentially what like recovery is all about, is like,
sure,
changing your attitude. Because it's, you can be in pain, but you don't have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the differentiation of, you know, your experience. All right. Well, that's, I'll look forward to reading that.
I haven't watched any movies this week. I didn't watch any.
I don't think I watched Poor Things finally.
Oh, what'd you think?
I loved it. I loved it so much.
It's,
oh my God.
It's so weird.
Emma Stone is so fantastic, but I was most taken by the costumes and the setting.
It's so crazy.
It was just gorgeous. The wardrobe,
yeah,
is so interesting, and
it's so unique.
Lush and beautiful and unique. It's a really interesting movie that I haven't seen anything really like it.
I did think the first part was a little slow.
For sure, yeah.
Because it's Emma Stone as like, I mean, she basically is reborn as, she has to learn how to become an adult. So she's kind of like talking like a child the first half. But once she becomes like aware and as an adult, I'm like, oh, this is, when she's like, yeah, funny and smart. I'm like, oh, this is, it's really good. was really good.
Yeah, I really thought, and it made a lot of interesting points.
It certainly did.
All right. Well, guys, that's it for this week. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to Bimbo News. Join our Patreon, like and subscribe. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.